is like this. Perek Hey, when Shir Hashirim starts, Bosi Legani Achisi Chalo, Ritzi Meirim, Somi Ochalti Yarim, Divshi, Shersisi Yenim, Chalovi, Ichlorim, Shlu, Shichru Doidim. Let's leave that pasuk alone. Okay. Ani Yesheno Velibi Air, Kul Doidi Doifik. I'm sleeping, my heart is awake. In other words, she's, this is the Kala, the estranged Kala. She's trying to sleep, or maybe she is sleeping, but her heart is awake. She's in, I guess, pain, or the heart is feeling something. Koil doidi doifik. All of a sudden, she hears their estranged beloved banging on the door. Pischili achoisi rayosi yoinosi samosi. Open up. You have it, huh? Yeah, Perikei. Open up for me, my sister, my friend, my. I guess these are words of endearment. Yeah, Sheroishi nimlo tol, kutsoi sarasi se loyla. My head is wet from the dew of the night. I came in the middle of the night. It's raining. It's miserable outside, and I'm knocking on your door. And I want to rejuvenate our relationship. I want to make amends. It's true, I chased you out, and we were estranged, but now I'm coming back to rejuvenate the relationship. And she answers him in a very, very disgusting way. I've taken off my clothing, I've gone to sleep already, I'm not going to get dressed to open the door for you. I washed my feet, I'm not going to dirty my feet on the guess the dirt floors that they had to open the door. I should come put on slippers and a bathrobe, but anyway, that's the way it is. Then, doidi sholach yodoi min hachoyer umeyai homo olov. All of a sudden, besides just banging on the door and calling into her, he puts his hand through the window. She sees his hand, and her intestines churn with love for him. Kamti ani levsoach ledoidi. So Rashi says over here, Kamti ani levsoach ledoidi. Rashi. Kamti ani levsoach ledoidi. Kloima belev sholim uve nefesh chafetzo. Kime kashetes atzmo lehisayev al isha. As one getting herself ready to be beloved to her husband. Bereach toif. She's put on her perfumes and whatever it is. Okay. So now, of course, look what he does. And she runs and opens the door. Yeah. He runs away. It's plain hard to get, right? I'm chalashing. I'm searching for him. I can't find him. Mitzauni Hashemrim, save him boyer. She asks the Shemrim, the Jew guy. She goes around searching. Did you see him? Did you see my beloved? Where is he? He kuniv tzuni. Hishpati eschem b'nei Yerushalayim. Yeah? I make you swear. Hishpati eschem umais. Anshei, okay, here Rashi says. Anyway, I make you swear. What am I making you swear? Hishpati eschem b'nei Yerushalayim. If you find my beloved, what should you tell him? Shecholas ava oni. I'm sick with love for him. Romantic love. And they go on and ask her, what's he all about? And it's a whole discussion, and hopefully we'll get back here sometime. But very interesting. Something here I've always said, I must have said it over hundreds of times. And then there's one piece that I missed. And I feel so stupid for missing that one piece. And I want to share that one piece with you today. That's all. Posha, what seems to be going on over here is, you know, in the moshul, that the chosen comes to make amends, and the kala is very, very not nice to him, very angry, very, you know, pashapti eskutonti, chatzti esraglai. Then all of a sudden, besides just hearing his voice, she sees his hand. What that represents I'm not sure, but something more than just the voice, maybe seeing some hashkocha, maybe feeling a certain sense of closeness, maybe just not just hearing the voice over the telephone, but, you know, actually FaceTime, you know, Skype, something. Yeah, something that, umei homo alof, and my intestines churn, the kamtiani, Rashi says, belev sholem uvenefesh chafetzo. The calloused response of this woman, who is so disgustingly negative to his overtures of trying to get back together again, all of a sudden, the difference between hearing his voice and seeing his hand through the window, all of a sudden, mei homo alov, and she jumps up, belev sholim of nefesh chafetzim. So to me that means, poshet, that the love was there all the time. Because if the love was completely gone, and this was an expression of my anger and hatred, and then all of a sudden, now because I hear the voice, and now instead of the voice, I just see the hand. So now all of a sudden, oh, I love you dearly, but leiv sholim of nefesh chafetzo. Doesn't make sense. The Teretz says it was deeply buried. It was there. And memela, now this the difference between the hearing the voice and the hand, which could represent, I think some even say the hand represents Yisurim. I think there's such a mefarish that says that. Whatever it is, but maybe Ashkocha, maybe a certain Chesed, something, but something more. In other words, a closer connection to Hashem, something that brings it a little closer to home, and everything turns, which means inside it was there all the time. The love is deeply buried, and sometimes it's so hard, it's so deeply buried that there seems to be such a calloused and hardened outside, but something very, very different, very slight can turn it upside down and inside out and bring it forth because it's really there all the time, and that's what happened. Okay, fine. But then she goes around and she makes them make a shvua, ki choylas ava oni. So someone, I mean, over the Shabbos table this was, so my son asked the question. He says, what kind of a message is that? If you find him, what happened? I was cruel to him. Right? I was cruel to him. And I treated him disgustingly. And then I saw his hand and everything changed and I run out and he wasn't there anymore. Right? So the first thing I have to do is say, please apologize to him. You know? I tell him that I'm sorry what I did. I'd like to make amends. I'd like to. So this question was, chilas ava oni. Like, first of all, it's not even credible. Second of all, it's not the primary issue. If you did a thing like that, you treated somebody like dirt when he's trying to befriend you and to be love you and so forth, and then have to come out first, apologize, explain what happened and this. Say, Tainin, that's what she's doing. Choylas ava oni is the explanation for poshatati es kutonti rochatzti es raglai. What does that mean? That means like this. That means sometimes a love that's frustrated is so painful, so unbearable, and I'm so needy and desirous of that love that the only way to cope with it is with burying it deeply and covering it with these layers of veneer that says, I hate your guts, I hate you, 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 Prashakti is kutonti, ochatsti is ragla, get out of my life, get out of here. That's the only way to cope. So that the Choylas Ava really describes, you know what really happened? What really happened was my poshatati es kutonti and my rochatsti es raglai were really expressions of the extent of my love. But my love has been frustrated. You casted me out. And the Mela, that's the way I have to protect myself. That's the way I have to take care of myself. And of course, this is a moshel to Klal Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we misbehaved. You know, the Churban had to happen, and he sends Nevi'im to try to bring us back. And we tell the Nevi'im, Poshati es kutonti, and Rashi, I think, even explains that I have other ways I found different lifestyles. I found Avodah Zorah. I found this. I'm not interested in your stuff anymore. And then something happens. And all of a sudden, everything. May I homo love. My insides churn with love. And I jump up, believe, sholim of nefesh chafetza. Because that love is deeply buried. But more than that, the pasuk here reveals the siba. Why is that love so deeply buried? Why is the hatred so acute? Why is the negativity written all over my sleeves? Because I'm so pained at that love. And not only I'm pained at the loss of the love, but choylas ahava oni. I'm still deeply in love with you. I'm so deeply in love with you that I have no choice but to bury it and to callous it and to make it, you know, like so negative and so despicable, because otherwise I couldn't cope. And that's really what Klal Yisrael is all about. And that's really what I find, that those people that seem to be so negative, the more negative they are, the general, and Shlomo HaMelech seems to bear this out, seems to indicate this, the more negative they are, the greater the indication of not only the love that used to exist and the pain of the loss, but the choylas avo. I am choylas avo. That choylas avo, that's the cause. And it's so true, because what happens today, people who deeply appreciate what Torah is and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have a very deep sense. It's those people that are in the biggest sakona, because when frustration sets in, and especially when rejection sets in, and there's so many modes of rejection. There's people that feel rejected by parents, and people that feel rejected by teachers, by rabbeim, by the community, by the society, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when that rejection sets in, the response is that I'm so frustrated, and my need choila is compared to a sickness. It's almost like I'm sick with that need for love, and I'm so chilas avo that I have no choice but to harden myself and bury it deep. And sometimes it's so deep, and you have to act to access it. Sometimes it's the most difficult thing in the world, and sometimes it's the easiest thing in the world. Doidi sholach yodo min achor, something happens. We find sometimes people are turned off the Yiddishkeit. A parent passes away. They have to say Kaddish. So the Kaddish does it. The Shul does it. There's something that shakes them up. And have people that sometimes they have a tragedy. And the tragedy wakes them up. Sometimes people have a ness. And a ness wakes them up. Sometimes it's people have a child. You know, Rashi says, sometimes when the bonim didn't do the job fully, it's the grandchildren that do the job, you know. But there's some stimulus, some deidi sholach yodom in achoyer, and it pairs away all of the resistance and all the layers of hatred and freeze and callousness and so forth, all to bring forth that chilas ava, which was really underneath it all, and which is really the cause of everything. So I just thought that that's a very significant insight into the reality in which we live today, because we see so many people, on the one hand, who seem to have been so connected, and then seem to be so hardened, and then at the same time, something happens, sometimes slight, sometimes, you know, and sometimes the negativity seems overwhelming. Something happens, and all of a sudden, it just comes forth, it oozes forth, because I was really choyli avo the whole time inside. All right, that's the story.